This is Nancy Sorden, Chair Pro Tem of the PNB, and it's February 1st, 2018. I'm calling this meeting to order. I have invited Thomas Murray and John Tatum. John, could you say hello?
Hello. Hello.
Okay.
Hey, John.
Okay. Aki, please call the roll.
Okay. Okay. Here you go. Grace Allen?
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
Jonathan's here. Adriana? Adriana?
Adriana Casanet, KPFD present.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Here.
Corey's here. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Crozier's here. Joseph Davis?
Present.
Okay. Catherine Davis? Catherine? Okay, let me check with her. Benito Diaz?
Present.
Diaz is here. And Jan Goodman? Jan? Then we got William Hill again.
Present.
William? Okay. Let me go back to Jan Goodman. Jan Goodman? Jan? Catherine Davis. Are you on? Catherine? Getting it. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina? Sabrina? Dwayne Locke?
Present.
Dwayne is here. Come over.
Yeah. I apologize. Hi, Aki. It's Sabrina. I'm here. Sorry.
Okay, Sabrina is here. Okay. Tony Leon?
Present.
Okay, so is here? Wangaza?
Here.
Is here. Alexander Randall?
I'm here and needed.
Okay, thank you. Mansoor Sabah?
Hazir.
Mansoor is here. Nancy Sorden?
Here.
Sorden's here. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
And is here. Cal Travis?
Here.
Travis is here. Mosquera, Washington?
Here.
Mosquera is here. Let me go back to Catherine. Catherine Davis?
I'm here.
Okay, Davis is here. And Jan Goodman. Jan? Unmute yourself, Jan.
Is she on? She cannot hear us, or she's not on?
I think she's muting herself. Okay, so we have 19 people at the moment. So go ahead, Nancy. Nancy?
Hello, yes. Are there any absences to excuse?
I haven't heard any.
Okay. Yeah, I see Jan.
She'll join. It'll be okay.
Madam Chair, can you see if she's on the call? Instead of
she's on the call, but
okay.
At some point, else might have her ID number calling in.
Jonathan has muted her.
Oh, okay. I can't see that she's muted.
Right.
Doesn't look like she's muted. Does it look like she's muted from your end?
Anyway, she also muted herself, so she'll come back on. So it'll be okay. Just go ahead.
Okay, may I have timekeepers, one for the items, and
Diana for the item?
Okay, Diana.
So I'll do the individual timing.
I'll be happy to help out too.
Right. Who was the first? Who is was that Carol that said I'll do the individual timing?
Yes, it was.
Okay, thank you.
All right, very good.
What is the time? Is it 2 minutes or 3 minutes?
90 seconds.
90 seconds. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty long. I think we should consider shortening it. But anyway, we could probably say what we need to say shorter. But anyways, this is a continuation meeting from January 25th, and we're going to continue with the agenda items, the next agenda items. So we don't need to do agenda approval. Oh, my God. We had the agenda. What did I do?
Madam Chair, is a scheduled regular monthly meeting date for the year. It's the next item on the agenda?
Right. That's right. You're right.
And it's right. 5 minutes? It's 5 minutes?
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, is there any proposals, any motions for scheduling, what day to schedule as a regular monthly P&B meeting? So we have regular meetings every month.
I think that's received already, John.
Mansoor, would like to speak about that.
Okay. Wait a minute. Adriana, what did you just say? I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Director Lark didn't send something about it.
Oh, did he send a motion? Okay.
I believe.
1 second, Mansoor. I heard you.
Sure.
Let's see here. When was this motion sent? If you all could. Dwayne, did you send a motion? And what time did you send it? On the regular meeting?
He sent it last meeting, January 25th.
Right. You sent it for the last meeting, so it's part of the agenda from the last meeting.
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have that in front of you by any chance? Could you read it for us?
Okay, let me pull it up. And if anyone else has it, they can very well go ahead and cite it.
This is Tony. I have it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, this was sent January 25th, whereas the P&B directors have very full and scheduled calendars given their P&B and LSB duties, and whereas CPB's open meeting requirements recommends fashioning our maximum involvement of the community beyond the minimum requirements, and whereas we strive to be rigorous in demonstrating our intent to meet CPB's and Pacifica's own bylaws requirements, and whereas the Pacifica bylaws require 30 days notice for regular meetings, move that for the benefit of the Pacifica listener community, its directors and LSB members, regular meetings be scheduled for the remainder of this calendar year on the first Thursday of every month beginning with March. Respectfully submitted, Dwayne Locke.
Second.
Who was that, please?
Carol Travis, second.
Thank you.
Any discussion?
Well, Mansoor has a different proposal, but I can wait.
Oh, well. All right. Are there any discussions?
Do you have any objections?
Well,
I would like to be heard before we make a decision.
Okay,
I'm sure we'd like to be heard. Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, because of, I just want to keep it in compliance with Pacifica, and that is because some of our meetings really last very long time, 5-6 hours, and some of us have to go to work next day. I really would like to for us to consider to have our P&B meetings on Sunday, and Sunday about like either 12 noon or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
So,
well, let me finish, please. I know I'm trying to seep into everybody's life to consider that we could do something better on Sunday afternoons. So it might keep us a little bit tighter and shorter time. So I'll propose Sunday, so that way the rest of my day is free and I can attend the PNB meeting Sunday afternoons.
So Mansoor, are you proposing Sunday at 2 Eastern time or Pacific time?
Eastern time is fine with me, or Pacific time is fine for me. I just don't want it, like, all of us to like be bothered at 12 midnight Eastern time for people who have to go to work next day, so we can start early and not to be so frantic about finishing things.
Uh-huh.
So my idea is Sunday afternoon, there's not a whole lot going on, and we can, you know, just do the P&B and be done with it.
Okay.
This is Catherine.
Can we have it in writing, Madam Chair? Can we have it in writing, please?
One second.
No,
Catherine,
no.
Yes, I think the idea is interesting, but it personally, I work weekends, so I wouldn't be... It wouldn't be feasible for me personally to do it on Sunday afternoon. So I just want to put it out there.
Before I ask for any motions on this, I would like to make a suggestion, and that is that we vote for a regular meeting that was proposed in the motion, and that we revisit this, after we get started, after we all have the chance to think about what other possible goals would work for everyone. Maybe we can do like a doodle poll or something like that, so that we can just get an idea if there is a different day that would be, a week that would be okay for other people. Because
sure.
I think it'd be really hard to pick another day right now.
Okay. Madam Chair, Mansoor would like to speak on that briefly. It's not
okay.
A motion. We're just considering if we should meet at certain times. So it doesn't require a motion. I'm just proposing Sunday afternoons might be better for all of us. We can take a vote on it and knock it down. I don't care. But I think it might work better. That's it. Thank you.
Madam Chair, point of order.
If we're going
to...
Well, the thing is that I think we need to... We need to find a time that's good for everybody. Right now, everybody can use this time. But we can consider other days that are good for everybody, but I don't think we have to do it tonight. We can always change our regular meeting time.
Let me check on the board.
Who's the point? Point of order.
Dwayne, point of order.
Dwayne, you have the floor.
Thank you. Madam Chair, we have a motion on the floor. I request that we expedite the motion.
So you're asking for orders of the day?
Yes. Time, Madam Chair.
Okay.
For the issue.
Okay. It's It's time to vote on this issue. I'm sorry.
I've been trying to speak for the last 5 minutes, at least four.
Well, I'm sorry we ran out of time. We can always change. You know, if we let's just vote on this regular on this as a regular day. Which could you read the motion again? The resolution again, Tony. The resolution.
Was it Billy? Was it
Madam Chair? Madam Chair, this is Dwayne's motion. Maybe he has it up.
Do you have it up, Dwayne? Dwayne, could you read the last part of your motion that says we resolve to have this, you know?
I don't have it up yet.
Okay. Would you mind if Tony reads it?
Okay. The last part says, move that for the benefit of the Pacifica listener community, its directors, and LSB members, regular meetings be scheduled for the remainder of this calendar year on the first Thursday of every month, beginning with March.
Okay. There any objections?
I have a quick comment, and that's that the 1st of March is 28 days away. Is that all right?
We need to vote for the next one, Madam Chair, because at least we need to, the regular meetings need to be posted 30 days in advance.
So is there a motion to change that to the first meeting, the first Thursday in April, so that we have, in order for it to be a regular meeting, it has to be 30 days notice, and I will schedule a special meeting.
So moved, Carol Travis.
March 1st.
April 5th?
There a second? Huh? April 5th? Okay, yeah. April 5th would be the first regular meeting. So Carol Travis moved it, and the first Thursday in April, which would be April 5th, is what is put into the motion. The motion is amended to say the first Thursday in April. So that we're within CPB compliance, okay? Is there any objections to this amendment? Oh, I'm sorry. We need a second to this amendment.
Catherine, second. Madam Chair.
Okay. I'm sorry, Adriana?
Yes, I said that I already second after.
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay. All right. Are there any objections to this amendment? Okay, let's vote on the main motion, which is to the main motion as amended. Are there any objections?
Madam Chair, the parliamentarian would like to speak.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
There is no time on Dwayne's motion. It needs to be amended so that you have a time certain.
Oh, what time of the day? Yes. Good point. Could someone provide an amendment for the time of day that we would have the first?
William Hairwagon. I would
it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
To have it at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time.
That is a friendly amendment to my amendment. So you can just consolidate those as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you, Carol.
You, but this is William. There's no such thing as a friendly amendment that doesn't have to be voted on. So you have to ask if there's any objection.
All right. Any objections? Okay. Any objections to the motion as amended? Okay. We have a regular meeting time. All right, let's move on to the next item on the agenda. Okay.
Permanent 2018 PMB officer election process?
Process, yes, okay.
10 minutes?
So, sorry?
10 minutes, right?
10 minutes. Could you read that again, please? that item again?
Permanent 2018 PMB officers election process. 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. So we had a and Jan,
one thing.
Hey, Dan.
May I be heard? Hello. May I be heard on the question of the regular meeting time before we leave that subject?
Sure. Go ahead.
I would like to make a standing rule that we have a time certain of midnight. However, that the time certain can be changed by a mere majority vote and not a two-thirds majority vote. And I would like to ask to have that voted on right now.
I'd like that.
Okay, thank you, Dan. Adriana, you have the floor.
Yes, Madam Chair. We already finished that issue, and we already, you said already that we start with permanent 2018 PMB officers election process. We have the time, we pass by five minutes the time allowed for that specific issue. Okay?
Okay. Jan, would you mind if we took this up at the next meeting?
That would be perfectly fine. I was going to suggest it. That's fine. Would you please put it on the agenda for the next meeting, please?
Great, great. Aki, could you please put that on the agenda for the next meeting?
Sure.
Okay, so, all right, thank you. So in an earlier agenda that Aki sent around, Aki, I don't know where it came from, but there was a timeline on a proposed timeline for the elections. Could we look at that and see if that is good or if it needs to be amended as part of the process of electing the officers? Let's see. Aki, do you remember what time you sent that email? Was that it was not version 2. I believe it was version 1 of the agendas that you sent.
Well, there's one more item that, you know, Muscular sent a motion today where she combines both the officers' election and the committee election into one timeline.
Oh, okay. What email? When was that email sent?
I sent it earlier to Aki, but I just sent it again to everyone.
Okay.
It was on.
I see it. All right. Could you read it, please?
It's a law.
So this would be combining this item and the next item, right? Is that what you're proposing?
Yes.
That'd be nice. We can kill two birds with one stone.
Yes.
That's an awful analogy.
I could read it, but it's rather long. Do you want to give a few minutes for everyone to read? And then we could vote on it, or a minute. Or I can read it. Yeah, let me read it.
I think you should read it. Yeah.
I didn't receive it yet, Madam Chair.
Oh, you haven't?
It was sent at 8:55 to the PMB.
Right, I got it.
You should be receiving it momentarily.
And who is it from?
Thank you. It's from Muscular of Washington.
Okay, I haven't got it yet. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, I do. Yes, it was also sent earlier, but this will be the easiest to find if you just wait.
I did receive it. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's coming in now. Okay.
All right. I'll read it. Nominations for permanent 2018 PMB officers, chair, vice chair, and secretary, and 2018 PMB committees, coordinating finance, personnel, audit committee, of inclusion, elections, governance, programming, shall commence at this PNB meeting with a deadline of Thursday, February 8th, midnight Eastern Time. Nominations shall be sent to the Secretary Pro Temp, Aki Tanaka, at his email address and to the PNB. Sign-ups for the PNB Strategic Planning Working Group and Task Force affiliates are Gen Technology, shall also be submitted to the Secretary Pro Tem and the PNB by the same deadline. A PNB Committee Task Force sign-up sheet will be sent by the Secretary Pro Tem to all directors for this purpose with instructions inside. All committees are to confirm via email their willingness to run for the respective office or seat or their decision.
I don't see that. Whoa. That's something different than what I see.
Well, someone took it out because it's supposed to be there. Okay? It's supposed to be there.
It says all nominees, not all committees.
Which point is that?
All nominees. I said all nominees. I'm sorry. All nominees are to confirm via email their willingness to run for the respective office or seat or their decision to withdraw from running no later than Thursday, February 8th, midnight. You have that?
I'm sorry. I must have skipped. My eyes must have skipped. I'm sorry.
No problem.
My apologies.
On Friday, February 9th, the Secretary Pro Tem shall notify the PNB directors of the confirmed nominations and send out ballots for contested officer positions and or PNB committee seats. PNB directors shall have until Monday, February 12th, midnight Eastern Time, to return their written ballots in any contested officer or committee seat election via email to the teller, Terry Goodman, and second ballot recipient to be determined. Their email addresses will be provided when ballots are sent out. The public ballot counts and tallies shall take place on Saturday, February 17th, by Terry Goodman and the second ballot recipient in a location and time to be determined, following the same procedure as has been used in the past. The vote count and results shall be reported to the PNB by the teller by 3 p.m. Eastern Time on February 17th. If there are problems reserving a venue, the times and date for this may be changed. The newly elected officers shall assume their responsibilities at the next meeting of the Pacifica National Board following the completion of the election. Until newly elected officers are seated, the chair pro tem shall continue to serve as chair, and the secretary pro tem, shall continue to serve as secretary. Any PNB director who has signed up for any uncontested PNB committee seat shall immediately assume their service on the respective PNB committee. Winners of contested PNB committee seats shall assume their service on the respective PNB committee immediately following the completion of the election. That's it.
Okay, do we have any discussion?
I just want to say I still haven't gotten it, which this is Carol Travis. I don't know if that means there's still something wrong.
Well, you may not be on the list. I sent it to everyone on the PNB list. Have you been getting other things?
Some.
Carol?
Yeah, I'll
forward it to you right now.
Thank you.
Maybe it's in your spam mail. Did you check that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Check your spam mail or other mail.
You mean me? I spam?
Yeah.
Other things.
Check your spam.
I just checked my spam and it's there. But anyway, we'll work it out. We'll figure it out. I just wanted to
see. Okay, I'll work with you, Carol, and make sure your correct email address is what you want on the list.
Great. Thank you so much.
Benito to the stack.
Yes, Benito.
All right, Madam Chair, I'd like to make an amendment to this motion. Well, first, I'd like to move to we have to separate into to divide, vote to divide. That's number one. Number two, I'd like to amend committee's portion, because that's really what I'm concerned about. I think that this, let me just talk in general. Well, I should just read. Yeah, okay. So basically, I'm moving to give us more time so that new directors, especially, but all directors, get a chance to discuss with the folks from their station, you know, what makes sense, who should go on what committee. And the way I see this, if I understood this correctly, we have at most a week, is that correct? From now until the 8th, that would be next Thursday, to submit nominations. And we're being asked to start nominating ourselves or someone else today.
For the committee. You
know, we got at least, I think it's 8 new people. And I don't know if other folks, you know, other directors have talked
to indications.
So anyway, I make a suggestion?
Time, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right, thank you. Do we have a motion to extend this at all by 5 minutes?
So,
any objection?
Randall, second.
Okay, any objection? Okay. Benito, could I make a suggestion that you just change the date for the committee nominations and leave the date officer nominations?
Yeah, I'm concerned about the officer's nominations. That's easy. Well, that's simple. It's the committee nominations that folks have to talk about. So, yes, I was just writing something right now. I can read it if you like.
Yes, and then could you please send it?
Yeah, and who? I can send it to PMB at Pacifica, but I don't know who's going to get it.
We're all going to get it, except Carol might not, so you'll read it to her.
Okay. So pushback deadlines 1 week in each case, so as to give directors and especially new directors time to consider the various committees and discuss them with other directors from their station. Change nominations deadline from 2-8 to 2-15. Change ballot deadline from 2-12 to 2-19. And change public tally deadline from 2-17 to 2-24. Yeah, from 2-17 to 2-24. That's it.
And is that just for the committees?
Yes, for the committees. I'm sorry. So I should put in there committee deadline.
All right. Hang on a second. And so, Maskila, which item is that would be changed then? Or is there an additional item that needs to be added to this list?
Well, he wanted to separate out. So it's just a matter of separating it out so that it's clear that it's committees.
Right. So should we just put down item 10, that the dates for the committees would be
yes.
This and this? Okay.
Yes, that's right, for the committee.
So, Benito, okay. So that would be a friendly amendment for you?
That's fine. No problem. Okay.
This is Grace. I have an amendment.
Grace, go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay. Actually, I think we have to vote on Benito's amendment first. No?
Okay. We're just waiting for it to arrive, I guess.
Oh, okay. In meeting. Amendment. The PNB secretary position initially will be limited to a period of 2 months. At the end of that time, the PNB shall decide either to allow the secretary to continue in that position for the remainder of the year or will have the option to begin another email election for secretary.
Adriana? One second.
Go ahead, Adriana.
I have a second.
Are you seconding it? Any discussion on this amendment?
Madam Chair, I want to... yes, that's why I want I don't understand where that is coming from because we know that all the officers serve at the pressure of the board. When the board decides that it's time to change the officer for whatever reason it is, it can be changed. I don't know why we need a motion to do that. I don't understand that part. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, Grace.
Okay.
Sure.
This board. So, okay. This board has had the opportunity to work with Nancy Sorden and Aki Tanaka, for that matter, and other people who've been on the board. The secretarial position is extremely important. It's important to have our minutes be complete and accessible for the FCC and the CPB. In the past, we have had problems with minutes not being posted, minutes not being available. So I think that this should be a provisional position at first until we're certain that the secretary can get us the minutes in a timely fashion and will perform all the duties necessary for that position.
I'd like to speak to Carol Travis.
Go ahead, Carol.
I also think that by doing this, it saves the person who's doing it the embarrassment if they're overwhelmed by saying, oh, my God, I can't stand this. This is too much, to have it just automatically reviewed. And so it makes it easy without any embarrassment.
Any other discussion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Adriana?
Yeah, go ahead, Adriana.
You know, I mean, it's always kind of a double standard because doesn't matter. You can present there whatever minutes, you know, sometimes are totally incorrect, and that is not what is required. We know that the officers are at the pressure of the board. It means that should do their diligence. And more than that, we know that the secretary position is so important because every court case has to do with the certification that comes from the secretary. We experienced not long ago, I will not say names, but we have not long ago a problem that secretary decided to go against the wishes of the PNB. That, in my view, is a serious issue. And like I said, in the moment that the board, normally you elect officer for 1 year, unless the board decides that they have any problem with that person, and then the board can vote to remove that officer. I do not understand this situation, and I you know, I'm still thinking that it's totally unnecessary. Thank you.
Jan Goodman, call the question, please.
Okay.
And
what are we voting on?
Madam Chair, we are past the time. Madam Chair,
okay.
Can you hear me? Time.
I can hear you. Okay.
Let's vote on this amendment.
Okay, so this is Benito's amendment.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
What's your point of order, Benito?
I think it's my amendment that is on the floor and should be voted on first. Right. This here is not a substitute. Right.
Oh, okay.
Request
all right.
Information.
Okay, one.
Any objection?
Go ahead, Grace.
I have a. Okay. I believe, per Robert's rules, if there are more than one amendment, the latest one, the last one to be brought to the body, is the first one to be voted on. But if you
yes.
can request Mr. Tatum to confirm or refute that, I would appreciate it.
Yes, okay. Mr. Tatum, are you on the call? It appears that we have two motions on the floor.
Okay. I'm on the line. The lady that spoke is correct per Robert's rule. You're going to vote on the amendments in reverse order. Hers first and Benito second. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
One person in the chat. Who was that?
Afia.
Sorry. One second. Afia, you have the floor.
I'm trying to understand how this comports with the bylaws, how it's consistent with the bylaws. With Fervati said the term is a year for an officer, including the secretaries, for a year. Except false removal for cause.
Grace, would you like to answer that question?
I didn't think of that. Let's look at the bylaws then. Where does it state that in the bylaws?
The terms of the officers are for 1 year?
Yes.
It's been mentioned that the officers serve at the pleasure of the board, and so that means that at any time the board can vote to change the officers. So someone made the point that this is not we don't need this amendment to change the secretary. We can have the officers are then always provisional, basically.
I believe that Ife is correct. Madam Chair, may I be recognized? This is Grace.
Yes. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, it says here.
Grace, we cannot hear you. You got to speak louder.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
It's the same.
Yeah.
The volume is low.
Okay.
That's better.
Can you hear me now?
That's good.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
It says, with the exception of the executive director and the chief financial officer, all officers shall serve for a term of 1 year unless he or she resigns, is removed, or is otherwise disqualified to serve prior to the expiration of his or her term, and shall be elected by the board at its annual meetings in January each year using the instant runoff voting method. The chair, vice chair, and secretary shall be elected at the first meeting of the board following the adoption of these bylaws for term law. That's not relevant. Okay, so I believe that is correct. That's Article 9, Officers of the Foundation, Section 2, Election of Officers. So I would move to remove my amendment.
Okay, so your amendment basically is automatically assumed in the bylaws. Right? You know, what you want, what you want to be able to do is already part of the bylaws. if, you know, if 2 months comes and the person wants to resign or the board wants to switch or something like that, it's already division-wise.
Well, it would have to be, it can be done, but
yes.
it would be more embarrassing and punitive to the person. But that's fine. My suggestion is not appropriate. My amendment is not appropriate per the bylaws.
Oh, okay. All right. So next amendment, next we'll go to
the amendment.
But thank you, Grace, for offering those thoughts about it. Go ahead, Benito. Now we're going to vote on Benito's amendment.
Yeah, okay, can I read it?
And have a different time. Did you already send it? Did it come to the...
I sent it, yes.
There it is. I see it. Okay. So could you read it? Do you want me to read it, or can you read it? Can you read the amendment, please? In the email, it arrived at 9:25 p.m.
Correct. Proposed amendment to committee assignments motion. It reads, push back committee deadlines 1 week in each case so as to give directors, and especially new directors, time to consider the various committees and discuss them with other directors from their station. Change nomination deadline from 2/8 to 2/15. Change the ballot deadline from 2/12 to 2/19, and change the public tally deadline from 2/17 to 2/24.
Bill for the stack.
Madam Chair, we already passed the time.
Okay, and where are we on time for the meeting? Thank you, Adriana. And where are we
for the item? For the item.
Right, I realize that. And where are we on time for the meeting? 9:30?
35 minutes.
35 minutes, okay. All right, is there anyone...
This is Bill. I had a request for information. It's really...
Yeah. Okay. But is there anybody who would like to extend this item? 5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. We're extended for 5 minutes. Bill, go ahead with your question.
Okay. Well, has anybody confirmed if Terry Goodman's available on those days to do the tally and also the second ballot recipient? Well, we need to find out who that is. I don't know who that would be, and also if they're available. Or does Terry pick the second ballot recipient? And it's okay with me, but do we need to specify that?
Benito to the stack, Madam Chair.
Did you want to address this? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, number one, did anybody check with Terry with the original motion? And in any case, we can't put a gun to somebody's head and say, you're going to do this at this day and time. So if they're not available, we have to change the deadline according to their schedule, based on the spirit of the motion or of the amendment. And with regard to the second ballot counter, even more so. All of this is contingent on people being available. So I think that's a bogus kind of argument on the part of Mr. Close.
Could you speak? May I make a suggestion? Could we change the wording of it to say by a certain date, so that we can take into account that we might need to I think that in the last election, had notified us, Terry and Joseph, who were the tellers, had notified us that they had to change the date. And they changed the date themselves. So I think we can leave that up to Terry. If he can't do this, he can change the date. Okay?
Madam Chair?
Is that correct, Joseph? I'd like information from Joseph on this, please. Because Joseph has experience being a teller. Okay, I'll wait till he gets on. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I think that this is in the muscular motion. It's already...
Okay, 1 second, Joseph. Go ahead, Adriana.
I think that the muscular motion, the wording is there, right? If there are problems reserving a venue, the time and date for this may be changed. It's in muscular motion, okay? We can add the same thing to Benito's motion.
No problem with me. Times and date may be changed according to the availability of whatever, something like that.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. All right, Joseph, go ahead.
I spoke to Terry Goodman about the second ballot counter. Matthew Moore here in Houston has volunteered for that purpose, and that's been confirmed. Terry Goodman is also, he's already aware of these elections coming up, although he has not specifically confirmed, but he is aware. So that, and that's what I can tell you.
Okay. And it's perfectly fine if the teller cannot do it, but they can change the date?
Yes, that's normal.
Okay. All right, so I don't think we need to make any amendments to this motion because the tellers have the authority to change the dates as needed, okay? And they would not make them earlier. If anything, they would make them later, okay? Right, Joseph?
I believe so.
Okay. So let's
change anything.
Sorry? You don't need to change anything. No.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So let's vote on Benito's amendment. Any objections? Okay. Any objections to Benito's amendment to Moscula's motion? Okay. Now we'll go to the main motion.
As amended,
thank you. Are there any...
We have time for this issue.
Okay. All right, are there any objections to... the main motion as amended by Benito's amendment? So are there any other things to add to the process of this item, the processes of these elections?
Heather Davis for floor.
Go ahead.
And Bill.
Go ahead, Joseph.
The bylaws in Article 8, 2, and 3 specify that there's to be one or more directors on any of your committee, which I know right now, apparently the PNB had passed a rule saying there was only one director per committee. Therefore, my point of order is that is in violation of the bylaws. That is moot, and I would like to... I sent out an email to all members of the PNB that addressed that issue. So, and I've quite aside to the bylaws and Robert's rules involved. I'd like to have the chair rule on that. Thank you.
1 second, please. Someone...
Could you all
please mute your phones if you are not... mute yourself if you're not speaking, please. I don't want to have to mute everybody. But there's some... there's some heavy breathing noise. it's hard to hear everybody else with it.
You can see for which one is coming, Madam Chair.
No, I can't.
Well, it's Daniela Stormy is on the line with us.
Who? All right. Joseph, I was having a really hard time hearing you. Could you repeat your point of order, please, since you want me to rule on it? And tell me, what time did you send it?
I sent it approximately 6:20 p.m. Central. The point of order is if a motion was passed to limit directors by the PNB on committees to only one director per committee, that motion is out of order as the bylaws in Article 8, Sections 2 and 3 specify at least one, not only one. Thus, the bylaws allow all directors to participate. That can be Robert's Rules of Order under page 251, page 17, and then the bylaws, Article 8, support that reading. Thank you.
I'm not getting any of the mail. Aki, could you automatically forward to me for now? Thanks.
Bill, for the sec.
Madam Chair,
One second. I'm reading his email. Have you all seen this email? I want to give other people a chance to read it. All right. Okay, so Joseph is saying that the bylaws say shall include at least one director from each station, I guess it meant, and which clearly means that there is a minimum of one and possibly more. This cannot be used to limit to one because that would specifically violate the right of minority representation established by parliamentary law and through our bylaws in the adoption of Roberts in Article 16.
That's correct.
A PNB motion, the most authoritative body in the foundation, cannot pass motions to limit, expand, or spin a bylaw. The correct process to refuse additional directors would require amending the bylaws to that effect, which has not been done, to my knowledge. Okay. Point well taken.
And I'm sure.
Bill for the stack.
Okay.
Madam Chair. Are we in item number 8, preparation for population of PNB committee? Where are we?
Well, we combined, we're in item 8. We combined 7 and 8, so we're in item 8, yes.
Okay, I shall send a motion to the whole...
it's not a motion, it's a point of order.
You already ruled, Madam Chair. You already ruled in that point of order.
Right.
I'm trying to keep going. I have a motion.
Madam Chair, I did not hear you rule on it, but if you did rule on it, I would like to appeal that ruling.
Okay, go ahead. Well, I mean, so let's see. If you're appealing it...
And I would like to speak on it.
You would like to speak on it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, since the bylaws say at least one director, it is certainly not inconsistent with the bylaws to limit the number of directors from each station on a committee to either one director or two directors or three directors or all four directors. All these configurations are consistent with the bylaws. So in order to make our committees work, we need a procedure in order to configure these committees so that they are we don't have 30 people on a committee. It's just common sense. So if you limit the committees to one director from each station, that still gives you a committee of 15 people because you will then have two non-director members from each station on the committee. So that's 10 non-director members plus 5 director members. That's a pretty big committee already. If you want to have two directors from each station, that's 20. If you want to have three directors, that's 25. If you want to have four directors from each station, that's 30. That's a 30-member committee, which is kind of ridiculous. In any case, the purpose of a committee is to actually do some work to prepare
motions that are relevant to the mission of that committee and present it to the full board. So it's really not that much a matter of debating on this issue or that issue. So it's ridiculous to say that limiting committees.
Wait, finish your statement, please, Alex.
Okay, I'm saying it makes no more sense to say limiting the number of directors from each station to one is inconsistent with the bylaws, whereas limiting it to two is somehow consistent with the bylaws. We have to choose, and I think limiting it to one makes the most sense if you want a working committee.